This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Coronavirus vaccinations have started for people of all ages across the United States. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Nursing home patients in Florida are being vaccinated. Governor Ron DeSantis wants this done as quickly as possible.
As you have this protection, you can have people return to more sense of normalcy.
First to get the shot at John Knox Village near Fort Lauderdale, 88-year-old Vera Leap. Was she excited?
Yes.
And how does she feel about it?
Honey, I don't know how I feel about it. You know, the end's going to come, and how long it's going to be, I have no idea.
After getting the shot, Leap said she felt fine. I'm Ed Donahue.
A woman in Alaska has suffered an allergic reaction to the new coronavirus vaccine. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Alaska health officials say a healthcare worker had a severe allergic reaction Tuesday to the COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Dr. Lindy Jones of Bartlett Regional Hospital says
she was feeling short of breath. She was not wheezy. Her heart rate was elevated.
The Juneau health worker was treated with epinephrine and other medicines for what was ultimately diagnosed as anaphylaxis, a severe allergic reaction. The worker, who has no history of allergic reactions, was hospitalized overnight and has recovered. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is quarantining after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The State Department said Pompeo had tested negative but was being monitored. Pompeo had been expected to attend a cabinet meeting on Wednesday and meet on Thursday with President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to succeed him. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's Chang'e 5 lunar probe successfully returned home with samples Thursday morning, Beijing time, after weeks of space travel. It landed at the designated landing site in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. Chang'e 5 brought back the first fresh samples of rock and debris from the moon's Sea of Storms collected in more than four decades. Made up of a lander, an ascender, an orbiter, and a returner, the Chang'e 5 probe was launched November 24th. Its lander-ascender combination successfully landed on the near side of the moon December 1st and collected samples from both the lunar surface and beneath. U.S. prosecutors said on Wednesday they had charged a Kenyan-born militant with terrorism-related offenses, including conspiring to hijack an aircraft for a 9/11-style attack on an American target. AP's Jim Mustian reports.
Federal authorities unsealed an indictment in Manhattan federal court against Kola Abdi Abdullah, a 30-year-old from Kenya, who's accused of being an operative of the terrorist organization Al-Shabaab. The allegation is that Mr. Abdullah went to flight school in the Philippines, obtained a pilot's license, and had been doing research on how to access a cockpit of an airliner, and also information concerning the tallest building in an unidentified U.S. city. Audrey Strauss, the acting U.S. attorney in Manhattan, called it a chilling callback to the 9/11 attacks. He's been ordered held without bond.
That's AP's Jim Mustian. The fugitive widow of an Islamic State gunman and a man described as his logistician have been convicted of terrorism charges in the trial of 14 people linked to the January 2015 attacks in Paris against the satirical Charlie Hebdo newspaper and a kosher supermarket. Wednesday's verdict ends the three-month trial of the 14 people linked to the 3 days of killings across Paris, claimed jointly by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. During the proceedings, France was struck by new attacks, a wave of coronavirus infections among the defendants, and devastating testimony bearing witness to bloodshed that continues to rattle France. The Federal Reserve said Wednesday that it will keep buying government bonds until the economy makes substantial progress, a step intended to reassure financial markets and keep long-term borrowing interest rates low indefinitely. The U.S. Central Bank has kept its key rate there since March, when it took a range of extraordinary steps to fight the pandemic recession by keeping credit flowing. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.